College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We loved the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
We certainly hope all of you have had and are having a very happy holiday season. The season is not too happy for one gentleman, however, Dusty Rhodes, who, as you know, went into a loser-leave-the-state match. I'm referring only to the state of Florida now. Dusty Rhodes facing Kevin Sullivan, lights-out steel cage match, loser-leave-the-state, and Mr. Rhodes has been forced out of the state. With me right now is Kevin Sullivan, obviously a very pleased Kevin Sullivan.
Obviously good. You know, it's funny. You being the premier commentator in wrestling today, way back, you used the words, Kevin Sullivan will be a force to be reckoned with. And even you, in your infinite wisdom, didn't realize what kind of force it was. The thing with the American dream, it was decreed, it was fate. On the foot of the pyramid, it was decided between Ophis and Dahl and myself. I was the one that would lead, and I was the one that would conquer, and I was the one that was chosen. And when we saw it in the cage, We saw that I walked into the Tiger's den, and I stripped him of every facade of the American dream and showed it. It was just dusty roads, like the bones that are hanging around my neck. When your time comes, there's nothing left but bones and dust, and that's where I left him.
It was Saturday, December 25th, 1982, in front of a jam crowd, a capacity crowd at the Bayfront Center, St. Petersburg, Christmas Day night, in a steel cage. Loser leave town, a lights-out match outside the sanction of the NWA that Kevin Sullivan and the American Dream met. The loser to leave the state of Florida for 60 days. Let's take a look at the closing moments of this match. All right, there you can see Dusty Rhodes at this point in time, completely in command of the situation. Now look at Kevin. Look at Kevin Sullivan, and it appeared that doing something to his tights suddenly caught Dusty Rhodes. And again, you notice it's impossible to tell from this camera angle exactly what was occurring there. But Rhodes was felled, and now Sullivan quickly taking advantage of this situation. And Rhodes down, and this looked like a very dark moment indeed. However, the treachery that we're about to see rivals that of Julius Caesar and Brutus. There's no question about it in my mind. You're going to see what I'm talking about in just a moment, as Kevin Sullivan does everything within his power to put Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, down and out for the count of three. And each time, as it becomes unbearably close, it's Rhodes who reaches down deep inside of himself and pulls up that last vestige of courage to bring himself to his feet, and then to staunchly begin to fight back against the forces that surround this man, Kevin Sullivan. And now watch him as he catches Kevin Sullivan coming off the ropes. Rhodes again beginning to feel the power surging through his body. And now watch this arrival of Santa Claus. An ersatz Santa Claus, and it certainly appeared that something transferred there, and suddenly you could now watch Rhodes suddenly dropped in his tracks. And just no telling exactly what it was. There's no telling, but it has Rhodes completely out. And there was no percussion to Rhodes' head. There was nothing. And now you see this ersatz Santa Claus and Kevin Sullivan disappearing from the scene together. It is obvious that his arrival at ringside was not coincidental. Taking advantage over the fact that there were several Santa Clauses there. A situation, well, as you can see now, the concern and the consternation of all of the people who are filling the ring, trying to find out exactly what felled Dusty Rhodes and the manner in which it did. Well, the cameras followed Kevin Sullivan and this erstwhile Santa Claus back to the dressing room. And, well, what we're going to see right now is totally self-explanatory. Let's take a look. I think I have to say anything further about that whatsoever. I don't know how low some people can go, but I will say this, that certainly one of the most despondent men we've ever seen. We did follow the cameras back. Dusty Rhodes had finally regained consciousness and had these comments in the dressing room immediately after this match.
I don't know what you expect of me, Kevin Sullivan. You know, I guess right now I'm supposed to just lay down and forget about everything that's happened. Let me tell you something. Christmas night is one night you'll never forget in your lifetime. Because as long as I live, there's American Dream. And as long as there's American Dream, there's American way of life, Kevin Sullivan. I'm embarrassed for my family, for my children, and for the millions, not thousands, but millions of people that love Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, across this country. 60 days. You got to wait, lie, think, run it through your mind for 60 days. And just when you start to feeling good about it, just when you start to reach down in your soul and think it's all over, so let me go. Because I will not let this pass. I will not let this pass. 60 days now, I got to find another means of support in the state of Florida. And you remember this night, the 25th of December, 1982. And you mark it down in your books and your history as the night you beat the American Dream Dusty Rhodes and embarrassed him and his family and his children. And never forget that just when you think it's all over, Daddy, it's only begun.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
So they don't expect you to be a booker forever. I mean, they say 2 years or whatever, and then you're done?
Dusty had a great run. But he was also booking Dusty Rhodes, you know what I mean? And Dusty knew how to book Dusty. And I've said this before. People always said, well, he never did a job. No, Dusty did jobs when he knew it was time for him to do a job. It would revive the territory.
Do you think being a booker and a wrestler at the same time is like a bad thing to do, or you think that's okay?
I think in today's day and age, it's not the greatest thing to do. Because it's very hard to separate your ability as a wrestler when you've got a pencil in your hand.
Back then, do you think it was okay, or do you think maybe somebody else should be the booker and then wrestlers maybe shouldn't be bookers?
Well, it was okay then because it was a way to keep them, for the promotion, to keep the major star from leaving. It was also employed by the owners, you know what I mean? Oh, he may be going, you think he could book? Yeah, I think he could book for a while. And okay, let's make him the booker because he'll get a big jump in his pay, and we'll keep him around longer.
When you're like the wrestler and the booker, do you get heat from the guys? Like, oh, this guy's he's a wrestler, do you get heat from the guys or no?
Yeah, you can if you change your attitude. If they can come to you and you can explain what's happening and tell them honestly what's happening, they got no bitch because you're still one of them. It's when you become a booker and you blow them off and bullshit them.
Thank you for watching the Hannibal TV. Please like this video if you enjoyed it and click the subscribe button to not miss any of our latest shoot interviews, match videos, or news updates. Follow us on Twitter at The Hannibal TV for instant updates.
You see Dusty Rhodes coming to the ring. He had agreed to come back to Florida only if Kevin Sullivan would sign to meet him. There you can see it. A sellout crowd. People were being turned away 40 minutes before the matches ever got underway. Lakeland, of course, was named the City of the Year and the Building of the Year by the NWA for 1983 in the Southeast. Now you see Kevin Sullivan in there against the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And it was Mr. Rhodes who got Sullivan back reinstated. Mr. Sullivan, if you have any comments at this time, I would entertain them.
Oh, I wouldn't like to interrupt you, seeing that you are the premier announcer, but I notice in your voice, Mr. Sully, is a little disdain because you didn't tell the people the outcome of this match. As you can see, right now, Dusty Rhodes is not just facing a man. What he is facing is himself. because he knows the evil that lies within himself. I might have been in exile, but I was here in Florida every day because Dusty Rhodes carried me burnt on his mind. I knew the only way that I could enter back into the state of Florida was by Rhodes himself. Rhodes' karma is evil. Rhodes' karma is bad. And everybody associated with Rhodes has been injured, from Black Jack Mulligan down to his sister. There is nothing I have ever done to have anything on Rhodes. All this came because of the karma that surrounds himself is nothing but evil.
Well, Mr. Sullivan, we are in America. You are entitled to your opinion. Although I would rather vehemently disagree with many of the things that you have said right now, however, you have left the ring. You finally re-entered the ring. Referee Bill Alfonso admonishing you to resume the match with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. He is indeed seeking vengeance, particularly for the most unfortunate, reprehensible situation that happened to his sister. You appear to be in somewhat of a position of dominance.
I like that. I like to be in a position of dominance. And now, Dusty Rhodes is pulling out everything because he realizes that if he does not defeat me, he cannot live with himself, because I am the personification of his evil. And later on, you will see how the personification of evil will arise as I conjure it up. I must irritate you.
Well, I can only think of a phrase that was administered some time ago when they said that Will Rogers used to make the statement he never met a man he didn't like. Obviously, Mr. Rogers has never met you, Mr. Sullivan. You're punishing Dusty Rhodes in the corner here. You seem to have things well under control now at this particular point in time. However, Dusty Rhodes is going to reach down deep. We both know that.
He's going to reach down deep. We both know that. I know that this man is full of fight. This is a twice former world's heavyweight champion. The man is reaching down, not just deep, Mr. Soli. Let's bring it right out in the open. As you know, he's reaching down into the blackness of his heart, that black pit that he has, because you were here when he was not the American Dream. You were here when he was an outlaw. You know the people that he has associated with himself all during the years. I have associated with myself with some people, and I have been ridiculed and humiliated because of my actions and my beliefs, but Dusty Rhodes and I are one of the same. It's that simple. And Mr. Soli, as I have predicted everything on the 13th step of the 13th pyramid, I went through the 13 veils of fire and I purged myself. Dusty Rhodes, I am the purger for you, because you and I will stand together soon. Sooner than you think, because you cannot defeat me, because I am the yin to your yang, the darkness to your day. And he is about right here. I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Soli, and I don't give out compliments very often. He is the toughest man that I have ever faced. Because when you have a desire to have to prove something to yourself, when you're afraid of something that's inside of your heart, you become a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and that is what he is. He is the Dr. Jekyll telling all the children that he is so wonderful, all his friends that he is so wonderful, but in his side burns a darkness and evil that is the personification of what I'm talking about.
Mr. Sullivan, all I can say is that your tactics in and out of the ring certainly bear a lot of scrutiny.
That was your opinion, Mr. Sullivan.
As I said, living in this country, we're all entitled to have those opinions. Right now...
Right now, this looks like a coup de grace for Dusty Rhodes. I thought I had him there. Make no mistake about it. The man's heart is big and it's black and it's evil, and he can take a lot of punishment. And right here...
The referee hurtled to one side and outside of the ring, and here's where Dusty Rhodes now begins to really apply the pressure to you. catching you in those femoris muscles and beginning to punish you. And, of course, now the crowd, wildly enthusiastic because they can sense the fact that Dusty Rhodes is indeed going into the Eddie Graham figure four leg lock. And you, my friend, at this point are literally helpless.
I would have been helpless, Gordon. A mortal man would have been helpless. But at this period, I projected myself out of my body, astro-projected myself, and I'm watching this whole scene because anybody should have gave up in that hole because the pain was not there for me because I was outside my body. Waiting for the personification of evil, the karma that lies on Dusty Rhodes' house has to come. As I am talking right now to Hubuda Dean himself to send me somebody, and here it comes. Here it comes. What do you say, Mr. Sullivan? Who is it? Who is that man?
Well, it obviously looks like the Midnight Rider is exactly who it looks like.
It looks like the Midnight Rider. Are you surprised?
I'm totally overwhelmed.
Why are you totally overwhelmed? Doesn't a man come from Diablo Canyon?
Yes.
Doesn't a man ride a horse named Diablo?
Yes.
So don't you think because of that he should have come to my aid? Dusty Rhodes, and you have said many times that the Midnight Rider is not Dusty Rhodes. So what it is the personification of evil, the karma that lies on Rhodes' house. This is Dusty Rhodes. This is the blackness of Dusty Rhodes trying to do in the light side. This is the end of the American dream. The first confrontation. You can see what happens now. And I'll let you describe these words for me, please.
All I can say
is infinite wisdom and way that you can.
Yes. Well, it certainly appears somebody that seems to have the same size and shape and attire of the Midnight Rider. The referee rolls in. Your shoulders are up. His are down. Dusty Rhodes' shoulders are down after the tremendous punishment he took while he was indeed trapped in his own hold, so to speak, with the figure four.
One of your most notable and bloody opponents was Dusty Rhodes. Why do you think you had such great chemistry there other than, you know, the obvious? But these are matches that are so legendary to this day, and especially for the amount of bloodshed. I remember being enraptured by that feud as a kid.
Well, Dusty was, you know, the hard time interview that he's done summed up who Dusty was. I wrestled Dusty for almost 3 years straight in some kind of, if it wasn't him, it was Mulligan. Or if it wasn't Mulligan, it was Barry. They were cowboys. Florida was much more rural then. You know, I don't know if this is still true, but at one time, Florida was the number one cattle raising state in the Union, more than Texas. So there was plenty of farmland, but Dusty and Blackjack could talk, and they reached the people. And it was the ultimate evil against the ultimate good, and it just worked so perfectly. And without those guys, we would never gotten over.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is L-E-G-A-C-Y ACYSUPPS.com and use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySups.com and use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved.
To Florida. I think over that period of time we have become very close friends. However, something has happened, and I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but I have a letter from the NWA that I want to relate to you at this time, and it is to Championship Wrestling 84 regarding the situation existing between Mr. Kevin Sullivan and Dusty Rhodes, a.k.a. the Midnight Rider. Both men are now facing possible suspension for their behavior in the ring. Dusty, I'm sorry to be the one to bring you that kind of information.
Well, God, like I told you, on many occasions, the Midnight Rider and Dusty Rhodes are two separate people. Now, the karma that's come over my house from day one, when I came out here with my sister, and from day one when Kevin Sullivan put the karma over my house, then whatever exists between me and him is going to happen. And I want you to take a look. You talk about suspending me or the Midnight Rider or Dusty Rhodes. I want you to take a look. And this thing speaks for itself right here, baby. And you talk about what's going to come down on the house of Kevin Sullivan. We're going to take a look right here at what he called the Golden Spike.
Thank you.
Shrimp.
What?
What?
Haze is over me, my heart.
Haze.
Needless to say, Dusty, because of the situation, both of you are facing possible suspension.
God, let me tell you just real plainly to you, and let me tell the championship wrestling of Florida and everybody else involved. This thing has started. It was brought down on me and my family. It's brought down on Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, the Tile Power. All I'm going to say to Kevin Sullivan is that this thing right here is not over. I got 5 stitches in my chest. I mean, knocked out colder than a wet towel hitting the ground. So whatever's going to go right now, I'm going to take care of. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell Championship Wrestling from Florida, I'm going to tell Buttercoat, and I'm going to tell everybody, I really don't give a damn what the NWA thinks. So if they want to suspend me, I'm going to give them something to suspend me for. Because that's what it's all about. This is what it's all about. So if you want to suspend me, if you want to run me out of the state, you know where I live, baby. You come and get a hold of Dusty Rhodes.
Well, I, for one, certainly can't say I blame him at all, but something has got to stop. The situation is going to have to stop. We'll be back.
College football fans, are you ready for week 1? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code TASKMASTER to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide, from Florida to to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.